wrong. The question was asked at Halakha, is it permissible to cook rice in a meat pot when you know you're going to have that rice with dairy? For example, the famous question of the Mjedra, that the custom of the community is to eat it with putting yogurt on top. So the question was asked, the lady wants to know, can she cook that in a meat pot knowing that you're going to put yogurt on it? Of course, we're talking about a clean meat pot. It was used for meat, but now it's clean. So there's a concept in Yorei De'ah that's called Noten Ta'am Bar Noten Ta'am Lehetera. Let's explain the concept. This pot does not have meat in it. It has the ta'am of meat. There's a flavor of meat, we call it ta'am of meat, in the walls. Now, when you're cooking the rice, so that ta'am goes out into the rice. So that would be a second ta'am. So halakha calls that noten ta'am bar noten ta'am. And at that point, when that meat, technically that ta'am of meat goes into the rice, everything is still permissible now. Nothing is asur. The rice is pav. Now you have some flavor of meat goes into the rice. You didn't make any isur, meaning there's no milk and meat yet offense. So the halakha says, when the second ta'am goes in this case the meat going into the rice, and everything is still mutar, so the halakha writes that it would be mutar to then put milk, yogurt, over this item. It's not considered meat. The question here is, could you do it b'chetechila knowing? If it happened, lady says, oh, Rabbi, you know, I cooked the rice in a meat pot. Okay, for sure, everybody holds. We tell them they could put yogurt on it. The question is, could they do it b'chetechila? So, Maran in Shulchan Aruch is clear that he holds it's only b'di'avad if it happened. However, Maran in his Bedek HaBayit, which is a book that he wrote after the Shulchan Aruch, that's a revised sefer on his book of Bet Yosef, he brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Yeruham. And over there he writes clearly that according to Rabbeinu Yeruham, it will be permissible to even do it b'chetechila. And that's the way we follow the Ma'aseh, that's the way Hacham Avadiyah comes out also in Yabiya Omer, that it will be permissible b'chetechila to cook something pav in a meat pot and use it with dairy. Or the opposite. You want to cook something in a dairy pot, I mean pav in a dairy pot, and use it with meat, it would be permissible. Even though the pot is not pagum, meaning even though the meat pot was used within 24 hours, it's still permissible to cook something pav in it in order to have it with milk or meat, according to the cases. Also, it should be pointed out that the chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Amar, also in his She'elot u'Tshuvot, wrote that it's permissible to do this, and Hacham Avadiyah in the introduction gave him a big applaud the fact that he had the courage to come out to say according to the Bedek HaBayit and Kawad HaHetera Adif, and therefore the halakha would be permissible to cook, and again, a meat or milk pot, either or. You can cook something pav, and it remains pav. And therefore you could put milk or meat on it as you wish.